that any should perish. No, no. But that all should come unto repentance. God, He's not willing, no, no, that any should perish. Here's why. You see, He's waiting on you. He's waiting for the young. Yes, He is. He's waiting for the old. I know He is. He's waiting for the rich, yes, He is. And He's waiting for the poor, I believe He is. Yes, He is. He's waiting for the weak, and He's waiting for the strong. This is what you need to do. Come now, while you have time. God, He's not willing that any should perish, no, no, but that all should come unto repentance. Let me tell you why. You see, He's waiting on you. He's waiting for the liar. Yes, He is. He's waiting for the backslide. I know He is. Yes, He is. He's waiting for the thief. I know He is. And He's waiting for the murderer. I believe He is. He's waiting for the drug addict. Yes, He is. He's waiting for the dope dealer too. Come now, while you have time. God, He's not willing, no, no, that any should perish, no. But that all should come unto repentance. God, He's not willing, no, 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 that any should perish. Let me tell you why. You see, waiting on you.
Second Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slack. He is not willing that any should perish. He's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see, it doesn't matter who you are or what you have done. He's waiting, he's waiting. Jesus is waiting. He's waiting on you. He's saying, come unto me. Come unto me, oh, ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy.